The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on KrishnaPath.org. Life Comes from Life. The 16th Morning Walk. Recorded on December 10th, 1973, on the shores of the Pacific Ocean near Los Angeles. Srila Prabhupada is accompanied by Dr. Singh, Hridayananda Das Goswami, and other students. The meaning of, quote, supreme, end quote. Srila Prabhupada. What is the meaning of supremacy in this material world? Why do you accept President Nixon as the supreme person within your state? Dr. Singh, because he has some power. Srila Prabhupada, yes. And why is he supreme? Because as the government's number one servant, he gets the highest salary, he has all the best facilities, and his order is final. Dr. Singh, he has the power to convince others. Srila Prabhupada, no. You may not agree with him, but because he is supreme, you have to accept his order. That is his position. It does not depend on your acceptance or non-acceptance. That is the meaning of supremacy, is it not? The Vedic literature says that one who has the symptoms of supremacy is fortunate. The supremely fortunate person is God. Lakshmi Sahasra Satasambrahma Sevimanam. Quote, he is served by hundreds and thousands of Lakshmis, or goddesses of fortune, end quote. Brahma Samhita 529. Here, on this planet, we are begging a little favor from the goddess of fortune, but Krishna is always worshipped by many thousands of goddesses of fortune. Dr. Singh, to conceive of anyone so fortunate is beyond our thinking capacity. Srila Prabhupada, yes, therefore Krishna is achintya, inconceivable. We cannot estimate how great or fortunate he is. Achintya means, quote, that which we cannot estimate, end quote. We can see only a part of God's opulence, this material nature, which is only a partial exhibition of God's potency. The Supreme Personality has many potencies. He has inferior energies and superior energies. In Bhagavad Gita 7.4, Krishna says, Bhumir apo lanalo vayu kamano buddhirevacha ahankara intimam me bini prakriti astada. Quote, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego, altogether these eight comprise my separated material energies. End quote. In the next verse of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna describes his superior energy, paraprakriti, which is manifested as the spiritual world. So, if in the inferior material energy there are so many wonderful things, just imagine how much more important and how much more wonderful things are in the spiritual world. This is the meaning of superior. The Mysteries of Yogic Power, Hridayananda Das Goswami. And all the varieties of life we see on earth are contained in the spiritual world? Srila Prabhupada, yes. And moreover, if in this inferior energy there are so many wonderful varieties of life, just think how wonderful are the superior varieties of life in the spiritual world. Even in this material universe, the inhabitants of some planets are far superior to those on other planets. For example, people on Earth practice mystic yoga for achieving wonderful powers, but the people on the planet called Siddhaloka have these great yogic powers naturally. On Earth, it is natural that a bird can fly, but we cannot, except with costly machines. However, on such planets as Siddhaloka, the residents can fly even from one planet to another without machines. They can go to other planets, simply at will. Even on Earth, there are some yogis who can take their bath early in the morning and four places at once. Jagannath Puri, Rameshwar, Hardwar, and Dwarka. One yogi friend used to visit my father in Calcutta. The yogi told him that when he, the yogi, would sit down and touch his guru, he would travel from Calcutta to Dwarka in 2 minutes. That is yogic power. So what are today's airplanes? Durvasa Muni traveled all over the universe up to the Vaikuntha within 1 year. According to modern calculations, certain planets in this universe are more than 40,000 light years distant from the Earth. This means it would take 40,000 years to reach these planets if you traveled at the speed of light. Even if they had the means, how could the astronauts live for 40,000 years? So why are they so proud? Dr. Singh, the scientists have a theory that they can produce a machine that will travel at the speed of light. Srila Prabhupada, that is rascaldom. They may say that, but they will never be able to do it. Vedic cosmology. Srila Prabhupada, there are many invisible planets and stars. For example, when the Rahu planet passes before the sun and moon, there is an eclipse. But the scientists describe an eclipse differently. Actually, the Rahu planet causes an eclipse. There are many questionable points regarding the modern scientists' theory of the eclipse. Their explanation is incorrect, according to Vedic information. Dr. Singh, but the scientists say that they can prove their theories. Srila Prabhupada, they say that science proves everything, but that is nonsense. The scientist has proved everything except what he is. That he does not know. And why does he die? That also he does not know. That is the extent of his knowledge. Dr. Singh, they can make a model of the universe. They can make a model of the planets and the moon. Srila Prabhupada, if they can make things, why don't they make an imitation sun to save electricity? These rascals say everything, but they cannot do anything. That is their position. If they can make a model of the universe, let them make a big model of the sun. Then in the dark night, we will not have to spend so much money on electricity. But they cannot do it. Yet they speak big, big words simply to take money from the taxpayers. They say they know the composition of the moon and the composition of the sun, so why don't they make them? Why can't they create an artificial sun so that the people of Iceland and Greenland can be saved from so much cold? God is never zero, Srila Prabhupada. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once gave the example of the jewel called Chintamani, which produces many other jewels while remaining as it is. Om Purnam Ada Purnamidam Purnat Purnam Adasite Purnasya Purnam Eva Adaya Purnam Eva Vashishite. Sri Upanishad invocation. The meaning of this verse is that although everything emanates from the personality of Godhead, he never diminishes. Here on earth, the petrol is running out, and this is becoming a terrible problem, but the sun is still shining, and it will continue to shine for an untold number of years. And Krishna can create millions of suns. In fact, he has already done so. But he is still fully potent. He has lost nothing. That is God, and that is the supreme energy of God, Achintya Shakti. We have some money to spend, and the next day our account becomes zero. Rascals say that the ultimate truth is zero, Sunyavada. They do not know that God is never zero, that he is always positive. So we must have a clear idea of God. Theologians should take these ideas from Vedic descriptions and not be misled by fools and rascals. God and his full energies are explained in the Vedic literatures. Our energy is lost, but God's is not. That is the difference between God and us. I cannot walk swiftly or do so many other things that a young man can do because I have lost my youthful energy, but God is always youthful. Advaitam achyutam anadi manantarupam adhyam purana purusham navayobanam cha. Quote, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is absolute, infallible, and beginningless. Expanded into unlimited forms, he is the original person, the oldest, and always appearing as a fresh youth. End quote. Brahma Samhita 5.33. Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita, Ishvara sarvabhutanam ride sarjonantisthiti. Quote, the Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, end quote. He is also within every atom, but he is still one. That is God, and he is Advaita, without duality. Not that he is living within your heart and a different personality is living within my heart. No, they are one. God is everywhere by his all-pervasive features, and he is also localized, yet he is still one. The absolute nature of Krishna's love, Dr. Singh. In some Western theological literature, Srila Prabhupada, they say that God is love, Srila Prabhupada, God is everything. Why do they say that he is this or that? Anything is God because he is absolute. His love and his enmity are the same. In the material world, we distinguish between love and animosity, but God's animosity and God's love are the same thing. Therefore, he is called Achintya, or inconceivable. God's love for the gopis and God's enmity for Kamsa achieved the same result. Both Kamsa and the gopis went to the spiritual world. Also, Putana came to poison Krishna, and Mother Yasoda was always anxious to save Krishna, the naughty child, lest he be harmed. So, Mother Yasoda and Putana are opposite, but they both achieve the same results. Krishna thought, quote, I have sucked Putana's breast, and now she is my mother. She must reach the same destination as Yasoda, end quote. This is the absolute nature of Krishna's enmity and Krishna's love. Varanti tat tatva vidas tatvam yajnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti sabdite. Quote, learned transcendentalists who know the absolute truth call this non-dual substance Brahman, Paramatma, or Bhagavan, end quote. Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.11. God has his impersonal or pervasive feature, known as Brahman, his localized Paramatma feature, and, at the same time, he is Bhagavan, which is his original personal transcendental form. The three are different, but the same. This is the nature of God, achintya beda beda tattva, simultaneously one and different. One who has reached the personal conception of Bhagavan has automatically reached Brahman and Paramatma. They are all Krishna, but there is a difference between them. They are simultaneously one and different. Accepting knowledge from a learned person. Dr. Singh, Srila Prabhupada, many people have difficulty accepting God. Srila Prabhupada, they are diseased, but they do not want to be treated. If they do not agree to be treated, that is their fault. One who is not Krishna conscious, God conscious, is a madman. Under the power of illusory energy, the inferior material energy, he talks only nonsense, like someone haunted by a ghost. You must approach a person who is learned. You must find such a person, a guru, and surrender to him. Then question him, and whatever answers you get from him, you must accept. That is the process for understanding God. You must first find the guru, then you must satisfy him by service and by surrendering unto him. The guru will explain everything. Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita 4.34, Tadvidi paripatina pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti te gyanam ganinas tattva darshana. Quote, just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master, inquire from him submissively, and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you, because he has seen the truth. End quote.